I'm both disabled and a pensioner, and they very kindly delivered a copy of Mr. Cameron's manifesto to me prior to the election. And in the manifesto, Mr. Cameron claims that he will not touch the DLA. And I don't understand that, you see, because without my DLA, I wouldn't be able to live. I wouldn't be able to afford anything. As it is, just like your other caller said, I'm alone and I'm isolated. I don't have a family. I have got a lovely unpaid carer who's about the only friend in the world I have. And without that, I don't know what I'd do, you see.
Well, Susie, all I can say is that no, they haven't made any announcements on whether they are going to make these cuts. Some people think they will, some people think they won't. All the Prime Minister said on Friday was that he was asked a question and he wouldn't rule it out. Now, he did rule out any cuts to pensioner benefits. So, I guess that's one crumb of consolation for you. And obviously, we'll have to wait until the budget to see exactly what they do, but I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, you're obviously very emotional. I do understand why, and I think for people who think that politicians' decisions don't impact on people personally, I mean, you're proving the opposite here, because you're listening to the politicians. You want to hear a definitive answer, and you don't want all this uncertainty, I guess.
I know, exactly, and everything that gentleman said about being isolated and alone, and I feel as if the government want to annihilate us because they don't seem to care about us, and it's so unfair. We've all worked hard and we've all done everything, and it's not my fault I'm disabled. I can't help it. I mean, I've worked for most of my life, and now I've only got one leg, and I can't manage. And without that one little bit of money to get out, maybe once a week, there'd be no point in me living, you see.
Susie, if I had David Cameron in the studio with me now, or Ian Duncan-Smith, the Welfare Secretary, just tell me briefly what you would say to them.
I'd say, please, Mr. Prime Minister, and I'm sorry the other man, I can't even say his name because I dislike him so much, but I dislike what he's done to the disabled. But what I would say is, why don't you just had a great big protest march? Why don't you listen to the people? Tony Blair didn't listen to the people when they marched. And if I could have joined in that march, I would have done, but I couldn't. But my heart was with all those people and with everybody today. And if anybody can phone in and give some advice on what I've said to you, I'd be so grateful.
Susie, I think you've affected a lot of people with this call. Thank you so much for being so brave to phone in. Stay on the line and my producer will have a word with you. Thank you very much indeed. Well, what can I say after that? I mean, that really is life at the sharp end, where somebody is very fearful about what is going to be announced in 2 weeks' time.